Skills.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. We all have days where we feel like we can't do anything right. Some of us more often than others and on a larger scale. A little bit of positive reinforcement goes a long way in raising our self-esteem, and Andy Selsberg picks up and delivers this lesson, with a wink, in his new book, You Are Good at Things, a Checklist. The pages of the book contain thousands of semi-mundane, but nevertheless legitimate skills any one of us might possess. For example, you are good at dishing it out, you are good at taking it. You are good at running to catch planes and trains, or finding scraps of paper to wrap chewed gum in, or knowing your vinegars, or starting drum circles. The 218-page neon yellow, you can try to tell me it's green, but I am good at identifying colors, book is a sort of silly, sort of profound exercise in finding places to take pride in yourself. Andy Selsberg's previous book, Dear Old Love, Anonymous Notes to Former Crushes, Sweethearts, Husbands, Wives, and Ones That Got Away, contains concise, revealing notes that ex-lovers have written to set the record straight. Andy Selsberg joins us now to talk about You Are Good at Things. Andy, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me.
Where did the idea for this book come from?
It came from the bathtub. I was literally just trying to think of an idea for another book, and it's like, what am I good at? Like, you have to do something that you're good at. What am I good at? Everybody's good at something. Everybody's good at something. And I thought, like, yes, I will come up with a list of, like, everything that everyone is good at. And I ran out of the bathtub with a towel around me, screaming to my wife, everybody's good at something. I've got it. It wasn't quite that dramatic, but something like that.
Eureka in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
It's 218 pages, a long checklist of things people are good at. How did you know when the list was ready to be published, when you would stop looking for things to put in it?
It was a deadline thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was sort of pretty exhausted because I haven't even counted. There are several thousands of items in there. I don't know how many, maybe 2,000, 3,000. I don't know. But yeah, it was just a matter of, I said, oh, it feels complete. But there's also a couple of pages in the back for you are good at using the additional notes sections in
right.
the backs of books,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not good at, but for people to put some in. And I actually did start working on a sequel, not that anyone asked for it, but just for fun to see if I could come up with more, because I'm like, oh, I can't believe I missed amassing soy sauce packets or something
sure,
like that.
Sure. All of them, as you say, there's a few thousand in the book, and they're all short. None of them,
yeah.
Doing a very unscientific survey of the book, it didn't look like many could have been longer than 20 or so words. Was
right.
it important
no.
to you that the skills are short, like a snippet,
yeah.
a snapshot?
Yeah. Should I read a few of them to, like, give people the idea of, like, the vibe of the book?
Sure.
I'm good at overusing the word vibe.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you what of the ones included are your personal things that you are good at.
There's so many. It's weird because I'm good at doing push-ups in unusual places. Like, I teach, and sometimes in the classroom I'll just start doing push-ups as an example
uh-huh.
of something. I'm good at having an apologetic expression when paying with dollar coins. I get migraines, so I'm pretty good at knowing when it's probably okay to accept painkillers from someone you don't know, because you often have to do this equation of, like, my head really hurts, and then somebody, like, pulls something out of their pocket, and they're like, here, try this. So you have to develop this, well, do I want to have a headache or take a chance on, like, it's almost an Alice in Wonderland type thing. I'm good at sending people links when I casually tell them. I'll send them a link.
Mm-hmm. I am not good at that. I'm very forgetful. I mean to be. And I am irritated with myself when I forget, but I do forget.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but now that I've established that as a part of my identity, I'm like, okay, you really have to send it, because now your thing is that, oh, I'm good at having, one of the things is always having a new thing.
Uh-huh.
It's my new thing. Like, you know, my new thing is growing catnip.
Sure. Drinking peach seltzer exclusively. It's my new thing.
Right. Drinking. Do you have peach? No, then forget it. Just water.
I pulled out a couple. I'm consistent with the words I misspell.
Yes, the hilarious thing is I have spelling Nietzsche correctly without looking it up,
uh-huh.
and that came back from the copy editor with it had been misspelled by me. I'm like, really? Like, I looked it up and still, like, will spell Nietzsche wrong.
Yeah.
What do you spell wrong consistently?
Necessarily. Necessarily, I spell wrong.
Really?
That's
okay.
One.
See, I spell recommend wrong, but necessarily, N-E-C-E-S-S-A-I. What do you...
I'm not even... I just go, how many S's and how many C's?
Uh-huh.
Where are the R's? I'm not...
Oh, I think
A's
coming, up with good, coming up with good mnemonics, you just need to come up with some kind of mnemonic to help you remember how to spell it.
That's right. I also have protecting my belongings while sleeping in the park.
That's a good one.
Thanks. I don't mean to fall asleep necessarily well, again, but
like
when
tired,
I do.
If you're like, no, I can probably trust everyone, but like I need to,
just in
case. I don't want to just leave it out there.
Yeah, set things close enough that you'll notice if they move or a shadow hits your face. Did friends and family help you come up with things to include in the book?
A few, yeah. I sent out, there were some, like some of the special categories. You know how there's like, you are good at high school coach things. Or
right, crazy uncle things.
I'm a crazy uncle, so I was able to come up with most of those myself. So there are a few, I mean, there are probably 50 or so. Like I have a few friends that came up with some really funny ones. Not complaining about mosquitoes unless they're really bad.
That is a good one.
There's a friend of mine named Kelly who used to work with him at The Onion years ago. But it was, I mean, it was almost like I just sort of wanted that. Like, I could have done, you know, it wasn't, like, there were a few vital ones, I feel like. But it was almost like I wanted to give a chance for, like, hey, do you have any, like, throw your own skills in there. So it's not just what I came up with.
The subsets you mentioned before, crazy uncle things you said was you, working from home things, and bowling alley employee things. There's others, of course. Why did you want to include subsets?
I guess just to break the book up a little bit. I guess like maybe if we're almost up to me, I would just like to do just a giant list with no introduction and no special sections. But I feel like to make a book, you want to have little extra things in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sort of like I guess with DVDs, like even if people aren't going to watch, it's like, oh, it has director's commentary and assistant director's commentary and production assistant commentary. And then like even if you're not going to do it, and oh, like, you know, like or like in the old days of CDs, like how they would have lyrics and things like that. They're just like, oh, there's something extra.
Right. That makes it worth my dollars. Uh-huh. Since the book was published, have you come up with other things that you include in the sequel?
The weird thing is it's hard to remember them because there are so many. And like when they happen in life, I'll be like, oh, you're good at having really serious opinions on what falafel place is the best. But if somebody says, just come up with them, it's almost like if you had an improv show and somebody's like, come up with a verb. And a run. Like,
yeah.
No one, like, if you just, if the category is so wide, you can't think of any. Pointing out that there's too much pressure to have a good time on New Year. commenting on how people like to order tomato juice on airplanes.
Yeah.
Reading the obituaries non-competitively. Touching touch screens gently. Getting people to let you, quote, borrow their New York Times password. Differentiating between creeks and cricks. And then between creeks and cricks, CREEKS and CREAKS. But I can't tell, like, because this book, like, as far as the sequel goes, like, I don't know how many people would read, like, this many thousand and say, like, I need more of the same. Like, the other ones I feel like are good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, knowing how to pronounce the city, PHUKET. I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm not going to try and pronounce it on a radio show. But
no, I'm not sure either, which will probably get us in trouble. We should know
but
these things.
I'm not good at it. Not wearing your puffy coat too early in the season.
So do you think people will actually write in the book? Check?
I don't know.
Or
if
X their skills?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about X their skills. Like, I think that's more of a look and sort of an indication of how to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people have told me that they will. And I know that there are some people have like done reviews of the books on their websites. And there are like 100+ comments of people who, a lot of them seem to get it,
uh-huh,
writing in about like, I'm good at, you know, fitting all the coffee mugs onto a shelf that's too small.
Right.
I don't know if that's stuff like that. But people, mm-hmm, see, you know, people are excited. Like it sort of teaches you this way to think.
How was working on this project different than working on your previous book and blog, Dear Old Love, Anonymous Notes to Former Crushes, Sweethearts, Husband, Wives, and the Ones That Got Away?
Well, they're really similar in the sense that they're all about trying to compress.
Right, very short.
Like, I was like, both of them, I was just like, I'm going to, like, contain the whole world in little snippets. Kind of goofy, but also profound. Well, Dear Old Love, even though for the book I was coming up with a lot of them and asking friends to, whereas this is much more, this was just, I would go out every day and write it and come up with them. So Dear Old Love was more collaborative. I'm like a lot of editing, but, you know, just sort of having the world tell me their old love notes.
Right. That's great. You're a former staff writer for The Onion And that is the leading identifier in your bio anywhere that I was looking to find out more about you before speaking to you today. Former staff writer for The Onion. How long were you with The Onion?
A few years, in the mid-90s. I mean, that's like a publisher.
Right, that's what I know.
Like you can say, like, I really would like to get beyond this. They're going to be like, okay, that's great. We respect your desire to cut this loose. Like, there's no way that, you know, like, it's legitimate. Like, I was a staff writer there, but it was a while ago now.
Right.
But, and, you know, I don't, like, it's not dishonest in the sense that, like, well, it does give you a sense of the sensibility.
That you're operating under, sure. But it is, yeah. No, I knew I could tell. I was like, this is the bio that's out, and I don't know how to talk to him about how he self-identifies. So
Right. Why
don't you tell me?
Yeah, I don't know. I usually, when people say, what do you do? I say, I teach freshman composition as an adjunct, and I write. Question marks after everything for some reason.
You become an up-talker.
At some point, I will. I up-talk, I guess.
When talking about myself in serious ways. Right.
Right. So obviously, I would never, like, if somebody's like, so what are you up to? I'd never say, well, I'm a former staff writer for The Onion. Like, that's just, like, the thing to sell books. I mean, but I always, and I hate that I do this sometimes, but I was fascinated that, and I'm not busting his chops, I guess I am a little, but, like, John Updike, to the end, that he went to Harvard on the author bio, which at this point, it's like, well, you're probably, like, more famous than Harvard. Like, Harvard probably uses you as an example of, like, to why their school is good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was there anyone in, like, the year 2004 saying, like, Updike, never heard of him.
Right, where did he
go
to
Harvard
college?
Harvard man, I bet he's got some smart things to say.
well,
but
maybe.
So, I mean, it's hard to do, like, and I totally understand it, but, yeah. Yes, yeah. So, I also, like, I'm definitely, like, I used to, like, make fun of author bios more, or, like, blurbs. And it's really hard to get blurbs. It's hard to make a bio that doesn't make you look like a jerk in some way.
Right. Well, I think it's a tricky balance, I would guess, of you, because you could be just funny. Like, your bio in here or on a website could say, Andy Selzberg enjoys pizza, period.
Right.
And that would be probably true, but wouldn't have any information. But then you don't want to put your whole, like, all your credential information out there either. It's a tricky thing.
No, it is. And it's like, well, do people put the MFA that they got on there? But it's like, has anybody really, like, bought a book because somebody had an MFA
right.
from somewhere? Or, like, you picked the weirdest job, you know, like, some weird job that you had for summer. Like, blah, 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 is a former stripper, right? Or, like, Barbie factory underwear putter on her Barbie dolls. Or whatever, you know, like, that thing is. Even if you did it for summer for a few months, but it gives you this kind of everyman quirkiness or every woman quirkiness.
Speaking of blurbs, though, you have one from Sarah Vowell. How do you get that?
Well, I through a friend I met her.
Uh-huh.
So run into her, you know, like, hung out at a few things and whatnot. And then begged.
All right. Andy Selzberg's book is You Are Good at Things, A Checklist. Andy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. That was fun.
Andy Selzberg's new book is You Are Good at Things, A Checklist. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you are good at listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.